Oh, it's a massive positive, and it just shows that the amount of lobbying the parents have been doing this past year has worked and has put pressure on the government. And it's the first time that anything of Down syndrome related has accepted into the Dáil. So well done to all the parents of Donegal, all the parents in the country that have lobbied for this. We just need to keep the pressure on and keep it moving now.
What would this actually mean if it were passed?
I would say there's going to be a lot of amendments wanted on at first, but it would actually mean that children with Down syndrome would get allocated full resource hours when entering the education system.
Down Syndrome Ireland is saying, you know, if this were to be passed, let's hope it's in by September. That's an optimistic point of view, though, because we know how the Dáil can work at times. Would you share that optimism, though?
I would be optimistic on it moving forward, and I would still want to lobby all the TDs as much as possible to get this pushed forward, because it's only them that will put the pressure onto the Dáil. And the ones that are starting this September, I was up in Leinster House yesterday meeting the TDs, and we were discussing what's going to be said. And the change won't happen by September, but we are requesting that the children this year don't have to wait, as the other children have, for the change to happen for them sooner rather than later. But the full change to go across the board will probably take longer than September, but you know, it's a massive move forward for us, and it's a massive move forward for children with Down syndrome, and we just need to keep the pressure on now.